Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I thought it might be fun to recap some of the things leftists are doing to themselves and help us all remind ourselves of what's looming for them. I'll start with Jeffrey Epstein. While we don't have his complete client list, we are getting glimpses of who he dealt with. And there's a guy, I believe he's with Goldman Sachs or something, or one of the big companies. Maybe it was but his name is Staley. So we've got some information on that we may get to. Also, Hunter's laptop and all that we will continue to learn from that. We're going to explore some of that today because, as you can imagine, there's a fresh new trove of stuff. I don't know how fresh, but it's a trove of things that people need to be in. Hunter and the rest of the crew need to answer for. And keep in mind, Hunter's doing everything he can to fight you getting information about him. Because, as we all know, Democrats believe in transparency. Oh, and let's not forget those 51 experts who said Hunter's laptop was definitely Russian misinformation, a Russian, you know, campaign against the Bidens. We're going to revisit that because Clapper's on the hot seat for that. It's not going away. Biden's health, questionable to say the least. I wrote a piece that said Biden's dying. I'll explain why. Also, while we're on the subject of the big guy, what about Biden's taxes from his S-Corp? Oh, and his personal taxes that he took off of his website. I'm just giving you a few things to think about, folks, here that have decided to tune in to the Kevin Jackson Network. To listen to me, Kevin Jackson, 844-551-8255. So on the personal front, Biden's got a lot of explaining to do. But he's also got that Chinese balloon gate and the fact that he's shooting down balloons willy-nilly with $450,000 missiles. I mean, that's a lot of money to shoot down weather balloons. What about classified document gate? We haven't gotten to the bottom of that yet. We still don't know what's in the contents of those documents. We don't know what the chain of custody was. But what we do know is everywhere Joe Biden went, Chinese money went and those documents went. Where is that going to end up? How about vaccine gate? You're starting to feel better about being a pure blood. You're starting to feel better about saying, you know what? I'm not getting any more boosters. You got me on the shots, but I'm not going to get the boosters. And are you starting to look at all the information that's coming out? We have a clip from Kat Kamick where she's asking the oversight guy at the NIH, how could you let this happen, given what Fauci and these people were saying, how they were taking down doctors from Oxford, Stanford, and Harvard, calling them kooks? We have that little tidbit for you a little bit later. What about election integrity? Hey, are you starting to believe, and I'm not going to try to put words in your mouth, but are you starting to believe that maybe the elections, the last two elections we had, weren't exactly fair? Oh, and how about this one? Joe Biden won't give any federal funds to Ohio after the toxic waste dump that Pete Buttigieg, his transportation secretary, has unleashed on that state. But he flew on President's Day to go preside over Ukraine, where they've got him by the naughty bits, because they got the dirt on him. So why do you think we're giving all these billions of dollars of armaments and also billions of dollars in funding? And now it turns out we're going to pay their pensions. And I don't know if you saw the video of Biden while he was in Ukraine, but the dude looked like death eating a cracker. He looked like somebody stuck a rod up his butt, and he walked like a dude who's 80 years old. And I'm just going to ask these Democrats that are out there, if you think he's going to get any better, you're losing your mind. This dude is gone. He's got 6 months, maybe a year. I'm being generous. Dude's aging in dog years. And you can put him in front of a camera and try to make him look presidential. You can put on makeup. You can put an earpiece in. Again, you know, he's still going to screw it up, as we've certainly proven over the last few days with his clips. But when he's walking and he's, it's all they can do to not have to hold his arms. And here's what I'm going to tell you. Because I've dealt with some old folks. Love them to death. My grandmother, last 2 years of her life, was like going off a cliff. Well into her, you know, her late 70s and 80s. She had a stroke at age 80. She was vibrant and just an amazing woman. She hit 80, had her stroke, gone within a couple years. Never. She was a shell of herself. My grandfather. This dude smoked, ran up and down fishing every day. I mean, he smoked. He didn't drink much, some beer periodically. Lived into his 80s. And when he got sick, within a year, I haven't seen him look so feeble and so weak. I remember my brother told me, he says, hey, Daddy Ernest is in the hospital. Go by and see him. I drove to go see him because they said he was asking for me. And as soon as I got there, I looked at my grandfather, the man who raised me, and I said, he's gone. This is not him. He tried to get out of bed. Yo, Kev, you coming to get me? Because he was given, the reason why they wanted me to come, he was giving the nurses Pure DHE double crooked socks, and I was the only one he would listen to. I'm proud of that, by the way. But I sat there with him, and I said, hey, Dad Ernest, we can't leave. I said, no, you still got to run some tests, yada, yada, yada. And we did, and he stayed there another couple days. He left. But when he went back in the hospital a few months later, that was it. What I'm telling you, folks, is Joe Biden's there. They can put lipstick on the pig. They can put a Band-Aid on the bullet hole. But the dude is gone. And it isn't like you're young, like he'd break your leg. My son broke his hand. Other than the scar, you look at his x-ray, you'd never know he broke his hand. That's how youngsters heal. That's not how dang near 80-year-old dudes with dementia heal. So that's what's going on there. He looked like death eating a cracker. And it's not going to get any better. So, Democrats, you better have a secession plan. And from everything I'm reading, you don't have a good one. Nobody likes Gavin Newsom. Nobody likes Kamala Harris. Pete Buttigieg, is he going to do it? Oh, I know what. How about this? How about you recycle Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren? Because that's what we need. More leftist loser retreads. You can try to do a coup and get into office. But this time, the coup is going to be against who? Joe Biden. And no matter who you pick, let me tell you something. America is mad at you. And I'm going to tell folks that the election integrity stuff is being worked. Don't misunderstand us. It is being worked. I'm not going to... Let me say this. I haven't lost any prediction on elections since 2012. I didn't lose Romney. I didn't lose it. He won. But we've got to understand that we can't have symbolic wins. We got to have the real ones. Listen, I'm glad you're here. Kevin Jackson Network. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I just spent the first segment of the day's broadcast recapping all the things that the Democrats are losing on. But what we should be talking about is, with all those things that they're losing on, that means we're winning. And we're winning on all these fronts. I'll give you an example. Trump got raided in Mar-a-Lago. Classified documents, right? You know how he won? Immediately they found Biden's, and they didn't find one treasure trove. They found two, three, four. Then they came back and went, oh, Trump had stuff on a laptop. Okay, great. Compare that to Hunter Biden's laptop. I give you, you give me Trump's laptop, I give you Hunter Biden's laptop. Please. How long you want to play this game, lefties? I got all day. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So they raid Trump in Mar-a-Lago. They don't raid Biden, but then suddenly they have to start pseudo-raiding him because his stuff is everywhere. If they think Mike Pence having some documents is going to bail him out, it's not. So we got to get to the bottom of that. But while they're getting to the bottom of that, remind yourselves, what are they going to get to the bottom of with Trump? A president who can declassify whatever he wants? What does his declassified documents mean? Oh, by the way, do they have any connection to, you ready? Ukraine? Russia? China? Do they have any connection to balloons flying over our country? To arms being given to the Ukrainians and billions of dollars being given to the Ukrainians and the Russians feasting with their economy that's going through the roof? And we're supposed to be sanctioning them? We're supposed to be at war with them? Joe Biden has us on the brink of World War III, and the left don't want to talk about it. What do they call Trump? A warmonger? I'm not here to be a Trump cheerleader. I'm just telling you, he's looking pretty good. His stats, you look at his numbers, are still good. And you know what they may be setting us up for? Oh, we're going to give him Donald Trump because we'd hate him to have Ron DeSantis because Ron DeSantis, whatever. Well, they did it in 2016, and you know what happened there? Trump won. He blasted through all expectations. Maybe the hatchet job being done on Trump is not exactly going the way they like. You want to know why? Because every time they point the finger at Trump, as the old saying goes, three of them point back to them. All right, what else we got? Anti-vaxxers are winning. The pure bloods. I'm one of them. We're winning. You know what you don't fear? You don't fear myocarditis. You don't fear pericarditis. You don't fear GBS. You don't fear blood clotting. Your blood clotting. You don't fear all the stuff that these people are walking around doing. And when they do autopsies on these suddenly died or died suddenly, whatever you want to call them, sudden adult death syndrome people that are under the age of 50, you may be 10, 15, 20 years their senior, and you're going, whoo, dodge the bullet. One of my friends, he's a radio show host. He got the shot. He counseled people to get the shot. He now says, he said this publicly on the air while I was on his show, I think the shot killed my sister. I met her. Healthy lady. Gets COVID shot, gets the booster, dies the next day. I have the stats. You ready? Senator Ron Johnson tweeted this. Here's VAERS data on COVID-19 vaccine injuries as of February 10, 2023. Of the 34,385 worldwide deaths, 8,680, 25.2% occurred day 0, 1, or 2 following vaccination. Why aren't the U.S. FDA and CDC officials concerned? And he goes on to give you adverse effects based on ivermectin. You want to know how many people died because of ivermectin from the data that he was given? 16. You want to know how many died from HCQ, which is hydroxychloroquine? 78. You want to know who died from flu vaccines? 79. You want to know how many died from dexamethasone? 703. Tylenol? 1,069, remdesivir, 799, COVID vaccines, 15,919. Did I come anywhere close in any number, any of those other numbers? The next highest was Tylenol. Then at 1,069. The next highest after that was 799 from remdesivir. After that, it was dexamethasone. 703. And then after that, it drops into double digits. But it's five digits. COVID vaccines, 15,919. Roughly 16,000 of these adverse effects are from COVID vaccines. That's deaths per year. Since the induction of all this stuff, or introduction, Tylenol has killed 28,000 people. COVID has killed 34,000. The vaccines have killed 34,385. Tylenol, 28,856. That's from 1-1 of 1996 through 12-31 of 2022. COVID in 25 months has killed more people than Tylenol has killed from 1996 to 2022. COVID has killed more people than the flu vaccines from the same period, which was 2,138. It's so blatantly a major problem with COVID. These statistics are glaring. You ready for the number of adverse events In 25 months, there have been 1.5 million adverse events with COVID. With flu vaccines, in the period from 1996 to 2022, there have been 207,000 adverse events with flu vaccines. So in 25 months, COVID is almost 800 times more likely to give you an adverse effect than the flu vaccines. And it's worse with the other stuff. Ivermectin, from 1996 to the present, has had 4,162 adverse effects, 422 deaths, which amounts to 16 deaths per year. There's no comparison. Steve Kirch tweeted this: there's so many deaths happening each month post-vax rollout that Southwest Airlines is no longer reporting when team members die anymore. I guess that's how science works. And if you're vax injured, you're on your own for medical care. That's just what it is. Now, disclaimer, I don't know. I looked it up. I tried to find out if Southwest is not reporting anybody's, you know, adverse effects. But I would not be surprised in the least to learn this. So, again, who's winning? In the battle of public opinion, literally 3 or 4 or 5 months ago, prior to Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter, we weren't even having an open discussion about this stuff. I had people talking about, Kevin, you're full of misinformation. I got stuff to tell you. Oh, my goodness. We got clips to back up every single thing that I've said. In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come in with a clip. I think it's 3 minutes or so. But I'm going to come in with a clip in the next segment just to show you that how legitimate this is. You know, how discussing this is finally letting us get to the bottom of this stuff, and we're finding out that our government colluded to make us sick and then to kill us with a vaccine.
Jackson Radio Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. New rules for who may apply for asylum in the U.S. and from where they must apply.
go into effect once Title 42 expires tomorrow night. And Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says immigrants must follow those new rules.
They will face a rebuttable presumption, but a presumption of ineligibility for asylum. They will have to meet a higher bar.
New York Congressman George Santos now faces a 13-count federal indictment on a wide variety of charges, including getting unemployment checks during the pandemic when he had a job. The annual rate of inflation measured by the Consumer Price Index is down to less than 5%, not as high as experts expected. First, it was McDonald's out with employee-less restaurants. Now Wendy's is trying out an AI chatbot to take orders verbally from customers. The first one comes next month at a Wendy's in Columbus, Ohio. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Guess which is it? Is it NBA or NFL? 36 have been accused of spousal abuse. 7 have been arrested for fraud. 19 have been accused of writing bad checks. 117 have directly or indirectly been bankrupted at least 2 businesses. 3 have done time for assault. 71, I repeat, 71 cannot get a credit card due to their bad credit. 14 have been arrested on drug-related charges. 8 have been arrested for shoplifting. 21 currently are defendants in lawsuits, and 84 have been arrested for drunk driving in the last year. How many of you think NBA? How many of you think NFL? Well, the answer is neither. It's the 435 members of the United States Congress.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Network. NBA or NFL, right? Probably the ending of that came as a bit of a Paul Harvey shocker moment, right? Well, doesn't surprise me. Many of you, hopefully, will come back and listen to this segment and ask yourself, you know, look, just look at these charges. 36 accused of spousal abuse, 7 arrested for fraud, 19 write bad checks, 117 have bankrupted or been part of a bankrupt of at least 2 businesses, 2 have done time for assault, 71 can't get a credit card, 14 arrested on drug-related charges, 8 arrested for shoplifting, 21 are defendants in lawsuits, 84 arrested for drunk driving in the last year. Now, that being said, I don't expect perfect people to be in Congress. We are all fallible. There's a reason why we want people to understand life, human life, that we can make mistakes. The problem is these people get out of this stuff. What I'd like to know is I'd like this list, and I'd like to know who's done what. Who are the people? Isn't that a book you probably read? Look, a lot of this stuff, bankrupting companies, it happens. I've never filed bankruptcy, but it's not an impossibility. 71 can't get a credit card. I will bet you money the majority of them are the members of the Congressional Black Circus. 8 arrested for shoplifting. I mean, think about that. Why would you be shoplifting and you're responsible for this level of people? By the way, these are the people that are talking about this guy. Who was this latest dude, Raul, what's his face, that got elected on lies? This is the people holding him accountable, being all sanctimonious. This is a crazy number. I want to do this. I started that clip because I wanted to talk to you about different things going on inside of our government. And one of them has to do with Hunter Biden and his associate turning over their information. And here's what I'm hoping is that we get to see how far this protection racket for the Bidens extends. How long can they keep this going? Because they certainly minimized Bobulinski. And when I read off that litany of things, people involved with drugs, drunk driving, lawsuits for various reasons, which, again, people get sued. I get it. But when I look at that litany of charges, and I say to myself, no wonder these people look at Hunter. They want to get Hunter out of his situation because they're like, you know, what's he done? He hasn't done anything. So what, he made money off the American people and he used his dad's notoriety. And in the scheme of things, I would tell you, I wouldn't have a problem. If my sons leveraged me in order to help their careers, I wouldn't have a problem with it at all. I was with at an event where Denzel Washington was there. And Denzel, his son played for the L.A., St. Louis Rams at the time. He was on the practice squad. And it was a treat to see Denzel there helping his son. Now, I don't think he did anything beyond it. I don't think the kid has gone in the NFL and done anything great. But there's his dad cheering his son on, and I can guarantee you that there was some form of notoriety with the team that said, wow, we got Denzel Washington's boy on the team, even if he was on the practice squad. I don't know what he's gone on to do, but here's what I will bet you money. I will bet you money that Denzel is backing his son in whatever he's doing, and his son can leverage his dad in order to do it. You'd be crazy not to. And that's why when I hear Joe Biden say, I haven't done anything, I didn't do anything to help my son, I don't know anything about his business, I say to myself, that doesn't pass any kind of common sense test. None. If my father was a senator and you think I wouldn't take advantage of it, and then he becomes vice president and you think I wouldn't take advantage of it, that's crazy talk. Of course I would. Now, would I do things illegally? No. I wouldn't. And in defense of Hunter, do you think that I would turn down a job that paid me $83,000 a month because they say, well, it's because of your dad? Nope. But if they ask me, can we have access to your dad? In other words, if I use my dad and they say, oh, by the way, Kevin's on the board, his father is the vice president. That's one thing. But when they say his father's vice president and he can get us special deals, that's a whole other. And that's what Hunter did. What Joe Biden wants you to believe is he knows nothing, not even in scenario number one, which is insane. The House Oversight Committee will soon receive documents from top Hunter Biden associate Eric Schwerin, according to a committee spokesperson. Schwerin is a close friend and business associate of Hunter Biden. This was reported by the New York Post. The committee that I just mentioned is going to be led by Chairman James Comer. And they requested that Schwerin provide any records, documents, or communications that can aid its investigation into certain international and domestic business transactions and practices, including alleged influence peddling that generated millions of dollars for the Biden family. This is according to a February 8th letter that was sent to Schwerin. And supposedly he's now going to testify. Now, I would put this guy under lock and key. I would make him more secure, much more secure than Jeffrey Epstein. I would make him at least as secure as, what was her name, Ghislaine Maxwell? Because she's still alive. There is too much to be learned here. It's interesting, folks, that we live in a time when Democrats openly commit their crimes and they dare you to prove it. It's a take on innocent until proven guilty, but more of a guilty, but can you prove it? Now, understand how bad things must be for this to happen. When there is undoubtedly a legal double standard, blatant at that. Now, as I mentioned before, Biden's team has vehemently denied that Joe Biden had any knowledge of Hunter's business dealings. And you've heard me say it many, many times. I'm going to repeat it. That statement reeks of lies. What father doesn't know his son's business? And given the closeness of these two, and when I say closeness, you're forced to be close to your son when he has the types of problems that Hunter has. Look, you should be close to your kids regardless. I mean, certainly if things are going good. But it's like anything, the squeaky wheel is going to get the grease. If Hunter is having all kinds of problems with his drug addiction, with his relationships, with grandbaby, you know, their grandbabies, Joe and Jill's, you know you're going to be much more involved with him than you would be otherwise. I mean, we rarely hear anything of Ashley. The reason? Well, she's showered with daddy and the media doesn't want to cover it, and that's that. But if Ashley were acting out, you'd be hearing tons about her. I mean, she has been acting out, but not like Hunter. Hunter can get the family in big trouble. That's his problem. So anyway, as I said, they're close. And this idea that Joe wouldn't know what's going on just defies common sense. And that's because Joe Biden does what Joe Biden does, which is lies. Multiple reports, they say, based on these emails recovered from Hunter Biden's laptop, appear to show that he absolutely had contact. And this is old news, so I'm not going to rehash it. But it is, you know, there's too much evidence to the contrary. And Joe Biden, if you think you're going to get him to confess and say, yeah, you know what, of course I knew. He's not even going to soft shoe it. He's just going to deny it. So they asked for info from Hunter and his uncle. They've refused. But Schwerin, whatever his name is, he hasn't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action?
Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
My word, as a Biden, I've never been more optimistic about America's future than I am today. That is what the Biden administration tweeted out on Sunday. Let the hilarity begin. Oh my gosh, can I answer that with just one question? Have you seen the price of eggs, Joe? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Let me tell you, I was at the grocery store the other day, and I'm going through checkout, and this lady has two dozen eggs, And it is, people think I'm kidding, but I'm not. It's a true story. I looked over at her and I went, whoa, somebody hit the lotto like that. And the checkout kid, he was like early 20s. He almost spit. He was like, wow. And so we got into this discussion of the price of eggs. And he was like, who knew I should be putting eggs in my portfolio? And we were all sitting there like we were going to go eat some Grey Poupon. And the lady goes, they're not for me. I'm a, what are these shoppers at DoorDash? I'm a DoorDash. And I went, oh, well, apparently you're delivering to a, you know, a very exclusive neighborhood who can order 2 dozen eggs. It was hysterical. So much fun. And what's fun about it is when that happens, you know that things are at a level that people are feeling it. It's so true. Oh, my goodness. My word as a Biden. And Joe Biden says that often. Joe Biden is senile enough to believe, folks, that his word as a Biden carries weight.
Joe Biden said it, so there, yea, verily, it must be true. My word as a Biden.
I just fact-checked this clown. Over all the stuff that's going on, you know, that he lied about in his last little presser that he had, it was total lies. I mean, I just went through his retail sales numbers. He's optimistic. I tell you what, I wish that optimism would convey itself in the public, because you're not seeing it in the public. There aren't any indicators of optimism. We have a stock market that's anemic. I will say this. I told you guys I was going to do it. I put money in Tesla stock. I wish I had done it the day that I said I was going to do it. It went up 50% that net within a week. So I bought it at about 159. And now within 3 days, it was up to 178. Just to give you some numbers. And, you know, it's gonna dip and dodge a little bit, but I'm telling you, I think it's gonna do really well. In full disclosure, as I said, I'm not telling you to buy it. I'm just telling you, I bought it. I put my money where my mouth is. I believe in Elon. So I did it. But I could have bought eggs. Or I could have bought chickens. It was funny, the kid at the grocery store said, you know, I was thinking about it the other day, I'd probably do better off buying chickens and letting them hatch. And then he was telling me that chickens don't hatch eggs in the winter. I said, that's ridiculous. You keep them in a warm environment, chickens will hatch eggs all the time. Trust me. Melissa's aunt has chickens in North Carolina. I mean, in Montana. Why am I saying North Carolina? In Montana. Anyway, so the response to Joe Biden's tweet, which wasn't even done by him, some staffer did it. My word is a Biden. Possibly as a joke. Maybe the staffer was like, you know, let's have a little fun with Joe. My word is a Biden. I've never been more optimistic about America's future than I am today. And here were some of the social media comments about it. Senile and fossilized. This is a lady describing Joe Biden. Another person tweeted, glad your tenure is almost over. I agree with that. I agree wholeheartedly. Joe Biden's tenure is over. He's done. And this is one of my favorites. Thanks for confirming we're screwed. Because this is a person that understands whatever a leftist says, it is oppositesville. Joe Biden is actually can't be more pessimistic about the future. Let's see. Another guy tweeted this. State of the Union is absolutely terrifying. Sums up the incompetence of the administration. Your word means nothing. I have to question, what delusion must you be under to believe that people actually believe you? Joe Biden is the pathological liar in chief. This is what I tweeted. Coming from the pathological liar in chief, whose family, I said, is ready for Jerry Springer, and you want to tweet something like this? How detached from reality can you be? His son is under investigation. His brother is under investigation. He should be under investigation for housing classified documents that he should never should have had as a senator or a congressman, for being part of an election coup against Donald Trump, for essentially being a business partner with his crackhead son and getting his 10% cut. And then giving, essentially in our faces, showing us that if you do what I tell you to do, Ukraine and China or Russia, I'll get you what you need. I'll do it right in front of the public and act like I'm your enemy. Are you kidding me? Your word is a Biden? Another lady said, she tweeted this, I'm trying to figure out which Biden I'm supposed to reference to understand where this statement lands on the value to humor scale. Another person did it, essentially validated again what we say. Why? Because it can't get any worse. And the other guy that really did it cleverly said, that bad, huh? That was a very, as they say, brevity is a soul of lingerie. That one was good. That bad, huh? I've never been more optimistic about America's future than I am today. I hope we're saying that in the next presidential election when we put a Republican with character back in the White House. By the way, Democrats and leftists and other knuckleheads, how's that working out for you, Joe Biden? Bringing what was he supposed to be? He brought up civility. Isn't that what they said? He brought civility. So Obama brought class to the White House, and Biden brought civility. You know, to this day, I was over at Barnes & Noble, and I had to get a couple of books. And I was, I know, black man reading a book. I know, it's funny, ain't it? Anyway, I was getting some books. And I was looking at the magazines. Do you know, I still have not seen a single magazine cover with Melania Trump on it. Saw two with Michelle Obama made up, you know, like Oprah. You know, I know where Caroline Biden was sent all that makeup, but they had Michelle Obama looking like, you know, like she was a beauty queen. And you can't, there was not a single magazine with a former model who still looks good, right? Nothing. Nobody wants to talk about Melania Trump. A true success story. It floors me. I'm not kidding. I know we're off subject, but it floors me. Let's get back on track. So Biden makes his comment that America's future is the brightest he's ever seen it. And the next thing was 71% of the country of America say the country is on the wrong track. And there's a girl in a GIF pointing up because the factoid is above her. She's pointing up and kind of dancing like, yep. I thought that was a very clever one. Here's what somebody tweeted. Downhill, though, by the way, when they did the survey, this is what people said was happening with the economy. Downhill, disaster, hard times, and uncertainty. Those are the four most common adjectives to describe the economy that Joe Biden is so optimistic about. Here was a clever one. A lady goes, how come you were less optimistic yesterday? I'll tell you who the economy is going really good for. Who's not worried? Pelosi, Liz Cheney, Chuck Schumer, all these people insider trading, figuring out where things are gonna go before they go. They're optimistic. One guy went on to talk about some of the issues plaguing America right now. Oh, okay, yeah, be optimistic about border invasion. Crazy amounts of fentanyl coming over the border. Inflation. Soaring energy cost, highest national debt, highest household debt, highest consumer prices, which of course involves inflation. And that list could go on. Potential for nuclear war with Russia. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff we could add to that. Americans still left in Afghanistan? Next one says, doesn't carry much weight except with the Ukrainians and the Chinese. And my favorite was, you made George Santos look honest. Ba-dum-bum. I guess we'll leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.